Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 16, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. 10x Banking secures new funding round. Cloud-native SaaS core banking platform 10x Banking has secured a new funding round, aiming to capitalize on the significant momentum in the core banking market. Payments NC to be authorized for open banking framework developments. New Zealand-based Payments NC has submitted a request to the Commerce Commission for authorization to work with API providers and third parties. Rikami partners with Yarone Pakistan. Rikami Islamic Digital Bank, RIDB, has announced its partnership with Yarone Pakistan, aiming to promote digital payments in the region. TPAY launches direct carrier billing for PUBG Mobile in Egypt. UAE-based mobile payments platform TPAY Mobile has announced the launch of direct carrier billing for PUBG Mobile in Egypt. Paymob receives SIBO's PSP license. UAE-based financial services enabler Paymob has announced that it secured the Central Bank of Oman, CBO, payment service provider, PSP, license. Finkware introduces the Fink payments service. Romania-based fintech Finkware has launched the Fink payment solution in a bid to advance financial services for medium and large European enterprises. Credit Ladder offers rent reporting for Digital ID Connect's user base. UK-based rental data reporter Credit Ladder has enabled digital identity app Digital ID Connect S users to report their rental payments to credit agencies. MangoPay partners with Storefund. Modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for marketplaces and platforms MangoPay has partnered with Storefund. Hitachi launches MoneySpot Plus for inclusive financial services. India-based Hitachi Payment Services has rolled out a financial inclusion business to redefine access to financial services for the underbanked and unbanked. Shift4 announces a partnership with MobilePay. US-based Shift4 has partnered with mobile payment provider MobilePay to expand the latter's acquiring offerings for domestic and global partners. Worldline partners with Google. Payment service provider Worldline has announced its partnership with Google in order to drive global payments optimization through cloud-based technologies. iPayMy launches Fetch, an automated invoicing platform for SMEs. Singapore-based iPayMy has introduced Fetch, an invoicing platform facilitating SMEs to get paid faster and on time. Singapore, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and Australia. Pluto launches enhanced all-in-one payment automation solution. Pluto has launched a payment orchestration offering support to the complex workflows and security requirements of scaling businesses. Jabil partners with Revolut. Jabil has announced its partnership with Revolut in order to scale the development and production of Revolut Reader, a customized mobile payment POS solution. Tulip launches Tulip Pay powered by Stripe. Cloud-based retail solutions provider Tulip has announced the launch of Tulip Pay to support in-person retail transactions. WSPN partners with Fireblocks. Digital payments company WSPN has announced its partnership with Fireblocks in order to expand global digital payments adoption and support financial inclusion. Flagrite, MUWE enhanced digital payment security in LATAM. AI-powered AML compliance solutions provider Flagrite has announced its collaboration with MUWE, aiming to improve digital payment security in LATAM. Venezuela terminates Petro cryptocurrency program. The government of Venezuela has ended the Petro, PTR, cryptocurrency, founded in 2018 to support the nation's currency due to an overwhelming economic crisis. The future of remittances is mobile, direct, and digital. Remittances are a big business. Citigroup to cut 10% of its workforce as part of a corporate overhaul. U.S.-based Citigroup has revealed its plans to cut 10% of its workforce in an effort to improve the bank's results and stock price. Valopa partners with Yapılı. Valopa, a transaction, payments, and expenses company, has partnered with Yapılı to provide a payment experience for finance teams. Kumari Bank partners with Compass Plus Technologies. Nepal-based commercial bank Kumari Bank has partnered with Compass Plus Technologies to leverage its processor and technological capabilities for full-stack payments processing. TreviPay partners with MasterCard. U.S.-based B2B payments and invoicing network TreviPay has partnered with MasterCard to launch a universal acceptance solution for any supplier accepting credit cards. Morgan Stanley to pay $249 million. U.S.-based financial services company Morgan Stanley has agreed to pay $249.4 million in order to end the year's long block trading probe. Encompass Corporation acquires Ing's KYC platforms. Real-time KYC profiles provider Encompass Corporation has announced the acquisition of Corp ID and Blacksmith KYC from Ing to develop a new platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.